The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables, to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, so here's 2 tiny little parables for you here today. The parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the yeast that's mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour. Now, if you've heard me speak about this before, you've heard me say that a parable was not an image. A parable was a riddle. A parable was not intended to make something perfectly clear, you know, like a metaphor, as blue as the sky or as green as the grass. Not something that can make you think, oh, now I see. A parable, rather, was something that was supposed to make you walk home scratching your head and wondering what it meant. It was to entice the mind to deep thought. Now, that's true for almost every parable. If you haven't discovered where the riddle is in the parable, you haven't studied the parable enough, but there's always a twist, and Jesus teaches his lesson in the twist. Okay, so that's certainly true for these 2 tiny little parables. The parable of the mustard seed, which we just heard in our gospel on a Sunday about a month ago, but I'll just review for you, just for fun. In the Old Testament, the kingdom of God was imaged as a mighty Lebanon cedar. Tall, powerful, majestic, beautiful, costly, precious. Something that you would be greatly proud of, like a mansion on a hill, like the kingdom of God. So along comes Jesus and he says, actually the kingdom of God, it's sort of like a mustard seed. And it left people scratching their heads and wondering, because a mustard seed was basically like a great big tumbleweed. It was about 20 feet by 20 feet. It was short, squatty, sprawling, and kind of ugly. So people go home scratching their heads thinking, how is that like the kingdom of God? But he doesn't get a chance to explain before he goes on to the next one. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast. Now, if you're a first century Jew, you know that yeast is something that's unclean. Jesus had said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware the leaven of Herod. When Passover rolls around every year, what do you have to do? You have to get all the leaven out of your house. Leaven was considered something that was unclean. And so you walk home scratching your head, you're thinking, how is that like the kingdom of God? Well, there's 2 lessons that are taught here, okay? 2 lessons. And I hope these things are things you find helpful. First of all, God can bring good out of anything. He can bring good out of the leaven. He can bring good out of a mustard tree, which people thought is something of a pest, more like than a plant to be treasured. It was like a weed. You couldn't uproot a mustard tree, right? They kept growing and growing. But God can bring good out of anything. Out of your faults. Out of the faults of others. Out of absolutely everything. If it wasn't for the brutality of the tyrant, there'd be no glory of the martyr. If it wasn't for the sufferings that you endure, there'd be no growth in character. The hardships that we face, they're the anvil in which God hammers out our virtues. He brings good out of everything. And the second thing that's taught here is that it only takes a small amount of goodwill on your part to make an enormous difference. Now, I had a psychology professor in college, and he said that it takes 17 times for a lesson to be repeated before it finally sinks in. I don't know whether that's true or not, but 17 times. Here's a lesson that we hear a lot. Twice today and once in the message yesterday from the loaves and the fishes. It only takes a small amount of goodwill for God to make an enormous difference. You might already know that the mustard seed is no bigger than a grain of sand, no bigger than a grain of salt. And yet it grows up into this tree. It's like 20 feet by 20 feet. It's no small accomplishment. And yet look at how small was its beginnings. Here's the one that's most surprising. The yeast that's mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour. You know how much wheat flour 3 measures is? It's 50 pounds. 50 pounds, 10 bags of wheat flour. That would be enough to make a loaf of bread approximately the size of this altar. Okay? And from this, all this, the only thing you need is just a little pinch of yeast. It's grossly inadequate, but this is something that we need to remember. You feel grossly inadequate. You slip and you fall. You commit the same thing, sins over and over again. You feel grossly inadequate when compared with the magnitude of evil in the world. And don't we feel almost ridiculous gathering here in a little church building and celebrating this Mass, and we're gonna receive the sacrament? You know, and for most people in the world looking inward at us, they think, what difference could that make? But God uses what the world considers to be absolutely nothing to show forth the greatness of his might and his power. It's always been this way. And it's as if God says, you know what? I'm going to fight the powers of the world with one hand tied behind my back, and with my little finger, I'm going to beat them. And you're going to cooperate with me. You might feel powerless. You know, you only have a few minutes to teach your children, to say a good word or a word of encouragement to somebody. And your words are contradicted 24/7 by the news, by the entertainment world, by music, by movies, by television, and you feel powerless. God says, you just sit back and watch what mighty power I show through what the world considers to be nothing. Okay? You bury the seed in the ground before the growth springs up. You bury the yeast into the wheat flour before all the growth springs up. You and I, we need to persevere in offering God whatever we have, even if all we can offer him is our weakness, knowing that he can make something come out of absolutely anything, and he does his greatest power in the greatest weakness. Perseverance, confidence, and hope. Just a little message for you today. We'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. Peter Chrysologus, pray for us.